Shalom, this is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky, and welcome to this week's Sem Torah for Parshat Baalotcha. Imagine for just a moment that you're at a family Hanukkah party, and your grandma and your grandpa, your bubby and your zaidi pull all the cousins over, and they announce that this year, everyone, all the cousins, are getting the newest iPhone. And they go around and they give the iPhone to each of the cousins. Then when it comes to your turn, they turn to you and they say, "Sweetie pie, you're not going to get an iPhone. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to take $500, put it in the bank, and then in 350 years, there'll be enough money in that account to make sure that everyone in your family gets the newest phone that's going to be in existence 350 years from now." How do you think you feel? Probably not so happy. You're looking at everyone around with their iPhones. They're all happy. They're having a great time. You don't have one. Does the fact that your kids are going to have that in 350 years make you feel any better? Probably not. I imagine that's how Aaron HaKohen must have felt when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Ramban, told him not to worry that he wasn't able to bring a Korban note during the consecration of the Mishkan, because he would get the menorah. And as Ramban explains, it's referring to the menorah of Hanukkah. How in the world would that make Aaron HaKohen feel better? He's watching all the Nesim bringing Korbanot today, and because he knows that in 1,000 years from now, his kids and all Klal Yisrael will be lighting a menorah and they'll think of him. But what about right now? What about right now? So I think we can answer this question of how the menorah of Hanukkah made Aaron feel better with the following story. Many years ago, there was a Rosh Yeshiva who was known for his amazing, thought-provoking, charismatic shirim. He'd come into the shirim, 100 bachrim in the shir, and he'd give this amazing shir. It was a combination of brilliance and drama. It was unreal. When the shir would be over, the Rosh Yeshiva had to sit down and just relax. He'd be sweating, he'd be tired, because he really gave the shir his all. One day it snowed, terrible snowstorm, and only 4 boys showed up for shir. But the Rebbe still got up there, screaming and with the drama and the charisma, and he gave the shir his all. But halfway through the shir, one of the bachrim looked up at the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, "Rebbe, Rebbe, you know, there's only 4 of us here. There's no reason to get so excited. For only 4 people, you can take it easy." And this Rosh Yeshiva looked at the Talmud and he said, "I think you're mistaken. I'm not giving shir right now to 4 people. I'm giving shir now to 4,000 people. I'm giving shir to you. I'm giving shir to your students. I'm giving shir to your children. I'm giving shir to children's children. I know that the Torah that we learn here right now can have an impact for generations to come." And that is what Judaism is all about. Judaism is realizing that there's a here and now, but there's also a future out there. A future that requires tremendous investment, and that investment always has wonderful returns. That's a relationship between Olam HaBa and Olam HaZeh. In this world, we don't live for this world. We use this world as an investment for the world to come. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen not to worry, in a few hundred, a few thousand years, everyone's going to be lighting the menorah, that made Aaron HaKohen feel really good. Because he knew that we don't live in the here and now. We invest and we look forward and we keep our future in mind. So that's why Aaron HaKohen felt better. So a bracha to me, you and all Klal Yisrael, a kosher bracha, should give us the koach to realize that the here and now is not necessarily as important as the future. We should make sure to keep in mind the impact of all of our actions and our reactions today and how they can impact tomorrow. Shabbat Shalom.